Hello, everybody, and welcome to another Spiritual Hollywood Hour. And I'd like to thank BBS Radio, Don Newsome over there, and Seth for providing this wonderful platform to raise consciousness through Hollywood using media, positive media. I have tonight as my guest a real treat. This is something very, very different that I am hoping will be a household name very soon. Allison Prentice is the creator of Creomundi. I hope I'm saying that right. And if you go to www.creomundi.com, that's C-R-E-O-M as in Mary, U-N as in Natalie, D as in dog, I.com, pull that up and take a look at what I'm talking about. It's a line of clothing that will inspire you and raise your vibration from the inside out. And I have many things to report after wearing these items for the last couple of weeks. And I'm very, very excited to bring on Allison Prentice to give a little bit of her own bio and what caused her to start doing this wonderful thing that will be sweeping the world pretty soon. So without further ado, I'd like to bring on Allison Prentice. Hello, Allison.
Hello, Kate. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. So tell everybody where you're at this moment, what part of the world.
We're in just outside Toronto, Canada, Toronto, Ontario, Canada.
Uh-huh.
And we're a small town.
Mm-hmm.
Sleepy little town, but about a 40-minute to an hour and a half drive in Toronto, depending on what traffic flow you get.
Okay, what's the name of the town?
Oshawa. O-S-H-A-W-A, Oshawa, Ontario.
Oh, wow, they should do a mini-series on that.
Yeah, well, it used to be a trading post, apparently, way back when, and it's actually the home of General Motors Canada.
Huh, it is.
Yeah.
Had no idea.
Sam McLaughlin.
Interesting. Well, I don't know if you ever watched the show Men in Trees, starring Anne Heche, but it's about a small town in Alaska, and I just love it, and I just got a very cool picture in my mind of where you might be at this moment.
Oh, cool.
So, let's assume that everybody's pulling up creomundi.com, and I would like for you, if you would, Allison, to give a little teaser of what it is we're talking about this evening to our listeners, and then I would like for you to go into a little bit of what got you doing this thing you're doing.
We're talking about creating your own universe.
Mm-hmm.
In a nutshell.
Yes.
And about surrounding yourself with positive energy.
Yes.
And it all came about in a very roundabout way, and I have to tell you, it was like a light switch went on. There were three of us that founded Creomundi. I just happened to be one of the most vocal ones.
Oh.
But it was like a light switch went on with us from unconscious or not conscious awareness of the greater things around us to, oh my gosh, we're all connected. And it happened one evening when we were chatting with some other people on a protein drink that we're also promoting.
Mm-hmm.
And afterwards, we were talking about things like What the Bleep Do You Know and Dr. Emoto. And I hadn't actually heard of Dr. Emoto at that point. This was back in February of this year. So that night, after our guest left, I went and looked up Dr. Emoto online, and I saw his messages in water and these absolutely phenomenal photographs that he's taken of the water crystals, whether they have negative words or positive words, and that could be negative music or positive music, much like what they did in the 70s with the plants, the scientists monitoring the plant growth and whether or not they did better with music than without.
Yes.
But I saw these photographs of water crystals, and the one that struck me was when he had put words on the dishes, and when it was a positive word, you had these absolutely beautiful hexagonal crystals, and when it was a negative word or a negative phrase, they would be malformed. And it struck me. That morning, the following morning, I woke up and I thought, oh my gosh, if they can do this, if he can do this and demonstrate photographically in the lab how water is influenced by the words that are on it, then why can't we do the same thing with the human body if we surround the human body with positive words? And I called the other founders who were involved with this, and we all went, the hair stood up on on our bodies. It was like we'd walked into static electricity.
Right.
And we said, that's it. We have to do it. How are we going to create this? We literally went from the idea on February 9th to having the clothing in hand on June the 9th.
Wow.
It was that fast. We found everybody, or they found us. It was literally the law of attraction in action, because we're quite different backgrounds. None of us had a background in the garment industry. None of us had a background really in metaphysics or quantum physics. My own background is nursing and medical writing. And I guess I had experience of the influence of words in my career, in that I have witnessed firsthand as a nurse what negative words and negative energy can do to the human body.
Yes.
I have seen it in the disease that comes, in the heart disease, in the atherosclerosis, in the strokes because of high blood pressure. I've seen it in the psychiatric wards when people have had mental breakdowns because of the stress, the emotional abuse that they've been suffering, or the emotional abuse at work even. It doesn't even have to be at home. It could be at work or at school through bullying.
Yes.
And you see the body literally break down because of the negative energy that's put upon it. So I've seen that in my background in nursing. And I've also, with my background in medical writing, understand quite a lot about the medical side of things and how it affects the body. One of the other partners, Jocelyn, is actually a family therapist for 27 years. And she has seen firsthand, again, how positive words can turn things around for people.
That is fantastic.
Another partner, Janet, is got a design background, but more in the home design.
Mm-hmm.
And so she has seen firsthand how what you surround you with, yourself with, influences how you feel. If you have nice things around you, and the colors that are suiting your energy, and the objects that may suit your personality, how good that makes you feel. So it kind of is, I guess, in a way, brought us all together with our backgrounds to understand how the power of words can influence the human body. And just seeing Dr. Emoto's work have it photographically was like the final thing that turned the light switch on.
Wow. Well, I'm getting a very, very strong energetic dose of exactly what happened with you three ladies when it happened, because Dr. Emoto's work also impressed me when I saw What the Bleep Do We Know. That was one of the most unforgettable parts about that movie for me.
Oh, I know. It's absolutely amazing. And what was interesting was he was actually in Toronto barely 4 months after we came up with the idea. He spent Canada Day in Toronto, and so we spent the day with him in a workshop in Toronto.
How fantastic! Did you?
I mean, what are the chances of that?
Oh, well, you know what? That's what's natural, Allison. That's what's natural in the world. And, you know, just to digress slightly but get not too much off track, when my clients book a job, or when we have good news, or there's something fantastic that happens, We don't celebrate because success is unusual. We celebrate how normal success is. And it's the intention behind it that makes all the difference.
Yes.
So what happened about being in Dr. Emoto's workshop was absolutely natural, a natural course of events to take place. And it just makes me giggle that you have such a force of energy coming out of you and attracting to you like a magnet. And unless you know what it is that your purpose is, you'll attract like a magnet everything out of the silverware drawer. But you're not. You're attracting what you want because you know what your purpose is, right?
That's exactly it. I mean, the people who have come into our life are the people who need to be in our life, who can guide us and be mentors in actually going from our idea in our heads to our idea in reality.
Mm-hmm.
So they're the ones who have helped us manifest this creation that we've had that is so close to our hearts. And they have all been such a part of it, from the screen printers in Scarborough, Clearwater Screen Printing. The gentleman there that has been dealing with us, Lester, has been extraordinarily helpful. Our manufacturer in Montreal, because all of our clothing is manufactured in Canada, And our manufacturer in Montreal who has been doing the sweatshirts for us, their workers loved our stuff so much that when they were boxing it up, he actually had to give them seconds because they were begging him to have our shirts.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Just because of the energy that they could feel coming off these shirts.
Oh, wait till I tell you what's been going on with me since I've been wearing them. And I have something for you that maybe you've already thought of, being that we're all connected and there's a collective consciousness. You may have already thought of it, but something occurs to me that you might not have thought of, and I'm going to give it to you at some point. I don't know if I want to give it to you right now or not. Do you want it right now?
Sure.
You do?
I can't wait.
Okay.
I'm too excited by the show tonight, Kate. When I got your email and it said you don't want to miss this show to find out what happened, I've been wanting to be on the show just to find out what happened to her.
I understand. Well, wait till you hear this. First of all, I'm going to not tell you what happened yet to me, except for this one thing, this one big aha.
Okay.
Because my partner and I work with women who are pregnant or trying to get pregnant in quantum hypnotherapy, this wonderful, wonderful thing that we do where he puts them under deep hypnosis and I go in with I'm an intuitive empath, and I do intuitive life coaching while they're under deep hypnosis and take them back to their child self or back to past lives where they brought into this life the same stuff they haven't resolved from past lives. Anyway, bottom line is we get them back to their true nature by the time they come out of it in 2 hours.
Right.
And so working with women who are having babies, that babies would name themselves in utero or while they were still an egg in the ovary at one point. And now the client who had her baby speak to her as an egg in the ovary now is pregnant with that baby. And the other baby who named himself in the womb is now bearing that name in life, almost 2 months old now. I have it that because the words affected the water so much, and I know the effect that these shirts have had on me, and I've given a couple away, and I know the effect they've had on others.
Right.
I truly feel that if you would start a maternity line, my dear, that you would be affecting the babies in the wombs of the mommies wearing the shirts, because oftentimes in families there's a lot of discord, and that could protect baby.
Ah, that's a fantastic idea.
What do you think of that?
I think that's a fantastic idea.
Oh, so, you know, it wouldn't take much to make a maternity line.
Right. You're right.
And summer for winter for fall.
Yeah.
In pastels or whatever you think is right, whatever you feel that the world needs from you.
Right.
And I also mentioned to you that I think a bright orange, which is filled with vitality, would just add vibration to those words as well. Not that there's anything wrong with the colors you have. They're fantastic. But to add bright orange, and you maybe already have, I don't know. But
we haven't yet, but it is in the plans. We have a sort of rollout that we want to do.
Uh-huh.
And the reason we started with a large part of our stuff is navy or blue,
mm-hmm.
and it's because of the association with water.
Oh, excellent thought, of course. And I'm looking at a really cute little onesies baby jumper in red.
Yes.
And for all of you ladies out there who've just given birth and you have little future toddlers, you're going to want to look at creomundi.com, CREOMUNDI.com, and check out these little jumpers. They are so, so cute.
Well, you know what I love about the jumpers?
What?
With the adult clothes, we have over 200 positive words in 15 languages from around the world that is on the inside of all of that clothing.
Mm-hmm.
The baby jumpers, because they're obviously a lot smaller, we couldn't include all 200 words and have them readable.
Mm-hmm.
So we picked love and hope, which are two core words from our logo,
mm-hmm.
and all the translations of love and hope,
mm-hmm.
and have put those on the inside of the baby jumpers. So the babies are literally embraced from birth to 24 months with love and hope.
Oh, that's wonderful. Just from their garments, which is just, you know, they're getting love and hope from mommy, you know,
yes.
and family, but to get love
yes.
and hope from what they have on their body as well that's touching their skin is another way. I mean, like you say, if the words could change the chemistry and the makeup of the crystals of the water just based on what it was, negative or positive vibration in those words, it can certainly have that effect on a baby.
Exactly, and that's what we're trying to do, is fundamentally change the way people think about themselves one body at a time.
Yes,
and obviously infants aren't quite at that, they're not quite at that stage of being able to think about themselves.
Right,
it's a different vibrational energy they're receiving in addition to the love that they're getting from their family.
Yes, but excuse me for almost interrupting you there, but I got so excited about a thought I just got. Being babies are so close to where they come from, like they're that much closer to source than we are.
Right.
They are energizing the words that they're wearing.
Yes.
And that's affecting the people around them.
Oh, what an amazing thought.
You see what I mean?
Yeah.
So they're little love projectors. Love and hope projectors, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, because they are, being they're so pure and innocent and straight from source, I can't imagine why that wouldn't be so.
Well, it's almost like the clothing is mirroring and it bounces off the inside and sends it back outside.
Mm-hmm.
And I know with me, 99.9% of the time, I actually wear the clothing inside out. Because I am feeling 99.9% of the time so positive and so energized by this, I want to project that energy out so that others around me can feel that as well.
Well, you know, I tried wearing them that way as well, but you could tell I had my shirt on inside out, and people were saying, do you know your shirt's on inside out? And I was like, yes, I did that on purpose. Why don't you read what's on my shirt rather than wonder if I'm crazy or not? If you read what's on my shirt, that'll pretty much answer your question, because it says think it, feel it, create it, and gratitude and courage and embrace and salute and transform and compassion and loving and tolerance and exceed. And wonderful and energized. All these terrific words are all over there, and acceptance, and the different languages, and dream, and just, and water. The word water is there.
Yes.
Well, and generosity and sparkling and feeling. These are great words to have all over you. And I feel very much like you feel too, a large percentage of the time. And I went to a movie this past weekend, and I was so excited by wearing the zip-up shirt because it was a little cool out. And I wore a shirt underneath it. I kept pulling up the shirt so people could read what it was saying underneath the shirt. And I kept showing my belly, and people were tickling me. And it was just, I created quite a little stir at the theater. But I, you know, the logo was right out there on the shirt. And I kept telling everybody, you know, go there, go to the website, check this stuff out, because you're going to want to be wearing this. But, you know, I'm just so excited about it. And now I will tell you, after you tell me a few things that happen to you when you're wearing it with the words on the inside, what's the most absolutely unmistakably caused by the clothing, or at least the knowing of wearing the clothing or whatever it was that caused it, what was the most incredible thing that's happened to you so far?
When I'm wearing it inside out or right side out?
You're wearing it with the clothing, with the words on the inside.
When I'm wearing it with the clothes on the inside, those are the odd days when I'm feeling as though my energy is low.
Mm-hmm.
And there might be a little bit uncertainty about, you know, the direction we're going. You know, the odd time, I still have the thought, very rarely now, is this the right thing? Actually, I shouldn't even say that. The last time I had that thought was probably about two months ago. But when my energy is low, that's when I wear my shirt inside out. Or if I need a little bit extra boost of confidence because I'm going to do a cold call, which is, you know, calling somebody basically out of the blue. They don't know who I am. They've never met me before, and here I am calling them to introduce them to our products.
Mm-hmm.
That's very nerve-wracking for me because people who know me know how shy I am. I know it may not come across that way tonight, but I really am a shy person. So when I need that extra little lift of confidence,
mm-hmm.
a little lift of courage, and a little lift of energy, then I will wear my shirt inside, right side in.
Oh,
right side out, rather, so that is the normal way.
The normal way, yes.
The normal way of wearing the shirt.
Yes.
Any other time, I'm confident enough and energized enough and excited enough that I will wear it the other inside out
so
to share that energy with people around me.
Yes, and that's exactly what my desire is to do. Now, what if? How hard would it be to make reversible garments?
It wouldn't be difficult to make reversible garments. It would be very expensive to make totally reversible garments.
Okay. But what if you made a few of, you know, so people have a choice if they want to wear it, so people won't say, you know, your shirt's on wrong side out. Made a line with them where the words are supposed to be on the outside instead of the inside. So people can choose one day or over the other of, I think I'll need a little boost and privately energize myself with the words on the inside. And then on other days when they're feeling very, very confident and on top of the world, they want to share it with the outside world. They can wear their shirts that are designed with the words on the outside.
I think you've been sitting in on our ideas.
Oh, well, you know, like I said, collective consciousness, and I am very intuitive. But, you know, I know what's good, and I know what's coming, and I know that there's no way of stopping it, and that this is part of what's creating it and bringing it forth. I am doing everything I possibly can to get Reverend Michael Beckwith to hold still for 1 minute so I can give him one of these shirts.
Yeah, he's a very busy man.
He's so busy. We chatted at the Elevate Film Festival for a bit. I showed you the picture where he was in white face and in costume and having a blast like a little 5-year-old. A 5-year-old with wisdom, that's something to behold.
Yes.
Well, 5-year-olds do have a lot of wisdom, but you know, with the mentality of an older person being a 5-year-old with wisdom, that was something incredible to see.
Yeah, and, it's like a little bit, I feel myself, I'm still the kind of person who, as the ABBA song says, sees the wonder in a fairy tale.
Ah, yes.
And I will see the space shuttle come and land back in the United States and be absolutely awed that this machine has been out in space, out in the stars, out mm-hmm. of our atmosphere, and has been flown back onto Earth. And I know there's the science behind it, and wind speed, and all the physics, and what have you, but I'm still in awe
yes.
that we are at that stage where we're flying a machine out into space and bringing it back again.
You know, what you're saying brings to mind something, and because it's in my head, and it came to my head because of what you just said, I'm going to share it also. I went for a walk over the weekend at this beautiful canyon called Franklin Canyon in my neighborhood that you would think that you've driven up to Yosemite National Park. It's only 10 minutes from my home, and it's so, so beautiful. I go there to meditate or write a little bit in my chapters in my book I'm writing, and I went this past Sunday, and I'm sitting at a picnic table writing, just inspired. My hand just wouldn't stop, and I could hardly keep up with my thoughts. It was just flowing that much. And I heard this whoosh, 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 and I was like, what is that? And I looked straight up over top of my head, and it was a crow just flying around in circles above me, and you could hear the wind from its wings. And,
wow.
And the wind beneath its wings, I could actually hear it so loudly that it distracted me from this passionate writing that I was doing, and I could not take my eyes off of it. And then an airplane flew by, and I looked at the two of them, and I was like, wow, that is so incredibly amazing. So I completely get what you're saying.
I have to share with you the story of the hawk, then. You've shared with me the story of the crow. I've got to share with you the story of the hawk.
Please.
Way back in February, March, April, I guess, we had some difficulty with investors, and so we were taking on a bigger load of the investment in this company than we anticipated. We weren't sure how it was going to turn out. We were looking at each other thinking, are we absolutely crazy pouring everything that we have and all of our energy into this? What if we lose everything? What if this is the wrong thing to do?
Mm-hmm.
And I was downstairs in the living room, and Jocelyn, who's one of the other partners, was upstairs, and I heard this yell, and I came running. And now, the reason I came running was because 6 years ago, Jocelyn had a stroke.
Mm.
And she's fully recovered from that stroke, but I thought something had happened again to her upstairs.
Being a nurse.
So when I got upstairs, she's going, quiet, quiet, look. And I look out the window, and on the fence is a hawk.
Mm-hmm.
We have never had a hawk sitting on a fence. In fact, it's been, I can't remember how long since I'd seen a hawk.
Mm-hmm.
And there is one sitting on the fence. And he sat there for over a minute and a half, and he would turn his head, and he would look at our house, and then he would look out over the neighborhood, and then he would turn back and look at the house, and I was just, all the hairs were standing up on me.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as he flew off, I don't know if it was a he or she, but as soon as the hawk flew off, I said, we have to look up what the hawk means in native lore, because This is a sign that somebody has sent to us.
Yes.
And what it is that the hawk comes to you indicating that you are now awakening to your soul purpose. Your reason for being here. And I just, the hair stood up, and again, it was like I'd walked into an ecstatic electricity field,
yes.
And I knew that the hawk was there to reassure and say, keep on doing what you're doing, because this is really the way you're feeling is the way it is.
Absolutely. And this brings to mind, and actually I was wearing the white long-sleeved Creo Mundi shirt.
Right.
On Sunday when the crow was over my head and looking at the airplane. So, you know, I get what you mean about the space shuttle. I'm just in awe about how far we've come. And for people to think that I'll believe it when I see it, it's so detrimental to their own well-being. But when you have the thought, I'll see it when I believe it, that's what brings airplanes into being. That's what brought the space shuttle into being. And the world does need both positive people and pessimists. And I'll tell you why. Because the positive person brought us the airplane.
Yes.
The pessimist brought us the parachute.
Oh, I like that.
But it's true. It's true.
It's very true.
There's a place and a reason for all of it and for all of us, and we're here to move everything forward. But to believe it when you to see it when you believe it is really actually the truth of life.
Well, yes, because we are creating our reality every day, and what we think about manifest.
Yeah, we bring about.
Yeah, and what you think about, you bring about.
Yes.
And it's very, very true.
Yes, and what you were saying about this like walking through a static electricity field, that is because you are so tapped in, tuned in, and turned on to your own higher self and what your purpose is here, that you are like a magnet. You can walk by a magnet and get that sensation, right?
Yes.
Well, you've become one.
Well, and that's what I'm learning, because I didn't know any of this before. I didn't know. Like, quantum physics was, I'd never heard of any of this.
Yeah, and what we do is called quantum hypnotherapy, because it's so quick, it's so exponential, it's so fast. And when you really, really are living your purpose, it does show up very, very quickly. And the old, you know, when you have a down day, like you said, when you don't wear your shirt, sometimes you feel down in the doldrums.
Yes.
That's because your vibration has slipped down into a lower mode than you have reached your frequency to. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Like you've forgotten who you are for a minute.
Yes.
So when you put your shirt back on, whether it's psychologically reminding you of who you are or whether it's energetically reminding you of who you are, whatever it's doing, and it brings you back to that high frequency again, then you are sending that out into the universe and helping to wake up and raise the frequency of everyone on the planet.
Yes, and it really doesn't matter whether it's in my head or if it's the energy that's in the shirt. I believe it's the energy in the shirt.
Whatever.
I had a spa owner in town who's selling our protein, actually, and she had bought a couple of the tank tops. And when we followed up with her a couple of weeks later, she said, you know, I've got to get more shirts from you. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's because I know it's a Creo Mundi shirt that I'm wearing, but when I'm wearing your shirt, I have more energy.
Totally.
And I said, it doesn't matter.
Exactly. And the thing is that I think now would be a good time to say what's happening to me.
Please.
I've been wearing these shirts. I keep them purposefully folded in nice little folded so I can see the words in the Creo Mundi, and I keep them folded and on my bed where I sleep. I keep them next to my pillow. Are you there?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm listening.
Okay, wow, it was so quiet. And I keep them folded on my bed where I sleep in an arrangement where I'm very aware that they're there. And I have actually slept in one. What has happened since I've started wearing these shirts is that my dreams have become so amazingly incredible. And, I mean, if I wrote a book about every dream that I had, it would probably be a bestseller because they're that uplifting, inspirational, and empowering.
Wow.
Oh, and amazing. I know I shared a little tiny snippet with you of something, but there's so much more that's been going on every single night. And I thought, well, the night I wore the shirt to sleep in, I know that I was wearing the shirt then. But I thought, why do I keep having these dreams? And then I noticed that the shirts were folded on my bed. And I thought, oh, well, no wonder. So here's the first dream I had was so intensely powerful. It was Dr. Wayne Dyer. You know who he is, right?
Yes. Yes.
Most people do. He is now doing a book. He did a book, and he's done a program called the Tao Te Ching, Change Your Thoughts, Change Your Life.
Right.
And I've been listening to that program and watching it on my DVD and just consuming it in every way I can. And I had a dream the first night that I wore one of the shirts to bed, the only night I wore one of the shirts to bed to sleep in. And I dreamed that I was at a seminar with Dr. Wayne Dyer for public television where it was being televised, and I had co-authored a book with him, and we were both on the book cover. And the book was called Permission to Live. And
wow.
He said, we have a special guest in our audience tonight. And I had never known this person before. I didn't know very much about this person ever. But I knew right what she looked like, and I knew right where she was sitting. And I walked straight over to her as if I floated. I stood in front of this woman dressed in white, beautiful silks, just glowing with a bindi between her eyes, which is a little red dot, and she's a very exotic Indian woman. And I stood before her, and when our eyes met, she took me by my shoulders and brought my head down to her as I stood in front of her while she sat in the audience, and she touched my forehead to her forehead. And when she did that, you know how it looks when you see the heat waves coming off your car on a summer day?
Yep.
That happened all through the audience. And we sit, as we felt it happening between the two of us, happening all through the audience, we felt it happening all through the world, all through the universe, and come back again to us.
Wow.
When she lifted my head from hers and looked up into my eyes, in Hindu she said, I knew you were the one. And I knew what she said, and I don't speak Hindu.
Wow.
So I walked back up to the stage where we continued talking about the book Permission to Live, and she and I made such a connection. Well, the next day, I do research on who this woman is, and she is, I don't know if everybody knows of her, but if they don't, they should. She is like Mother Teresa. Her name is Amma, and she is the Sacred Mother of Bliss, the hugging saint.
Ah, yes. Okay, I've heard of her.
She's hugged half the world by now.
Yes.
And wants to hug the entire world. And her whole mission in life is to return people to their true nature. What my partner and I are doing through quantum hypnotherapy is exactly that, returning people to their true nature. What you are doing with these shirts and this clothing line is returning people to their true nature. Any way you can, by hook or by crook. That was one dream. So I contacted Amma. And I told her about my dream, and she wrote me back and thanked me for sharing such an excellent, wonderful, beautiful dream with her. And the minute that I sent an email out to everybody that I knew from Amma, because I was so inspired by this woman after through this dream I had while wearing your shirt, discovered Amma, and that she and I are both up to the same thing. She'll probably be a guest on my radio show with an interpreter if she doesn't speak English very, very soon, because I've contacted her people and they're very excited to be a part of Spiritual Hollywood, which is raising consciousness through media and through using Hollywood. So that's just one tiny little thing, and there's much, much more to that I won't use, you know, our hour to talk about. But another dream that I had that was extremely empowering was, what was it? Oh, that one.
What about the rainbow?
Yes, thank you. The next night, I'm walking through just a field, and it has trees in it, and all of a sudden, I feel this wonderful tickling on my skin and on the top of my head, and I'm like, what is that? And I look up, and what's coming down is a downpour of rainbows.
And
they're coming out of the sky, they're coming out of the trees, and it's like big wash tubs full of them are being spilled out of the trees, like little fairies are dumping them out of the trees on top of me, and I was spinning around with my arms open receiving them, and it just felt so amazing. And it's, when you have a dream, it's not what you're dreaming about, really, that is the important thing. How it leaves you feeling when you wake up is the important thing.
Yeah, and I always wondered what it would be like to put my arm through a rainbow.
Probably much like how you felt when their light switch came on to do this clothing line, I would say. That's my first thought. And then the next night, I dreamed that I was in Coronado Bay, and this wonderful man named Moose, who had antlers and hooves on two of his feet. He was the funniest guy, and he would laugh so funny. I don't even want to try to imitate him, because in the dream state, it was hilarious. And any time he laughed, the whole world would laugh. And he had these little children out there helping build a bridge just for me to use to cross. And I said, it's so kind of you to do this for me. Why are you doing this for me? And we would wade out to the middle of the bay, and even the small children that were helping build the bridge, the water never came up past our thighs. Even though I'm bigger than them, it was really trippy that the water didn't come back up past their thighs any more than it did mine, and I was taller than them.
Yeah.
It was a great dream. And we're building this bridge piece at a time, and he said, you need a safe place to be while you do your work. We need to keep you safe.
Aww.
And you know, I'm putting together the dots, and I'm seeing that everything that I've been through in my life, I asked for before I was born. Every single thing, everything. And I believe that all of us do that. And I believe that this was what you sat around the table with the elders pre-birth and discussed with people, the people that would show up in your life. Even me, I'm one of them.
Yes.
And here we are together. I believe that, I love to say this, if you believe in reincarnation, this is the life you've been dying to live. But I'm bummed. So, and I also believe that we incarnate in soul groups, and that we go through our lifetime reuniting with our soul group members. And you know them when you see them. You know them when you talk to them. You know them when you hear their voice. You know them when, even through email, you know.
Yes.
Just by,
yeah, it's like you're connected. It's like we've known each other forever.
Yes, I.
When this is the first time we're actually talking.
Exactly, and it was. I just couldn't wait. I was so excited, and you know. And last night I dreamed that I was watching a show on Alzheimer's, which is where people really lose track of their memory, and it was called The Memory Bridge, and there's a wonderful website called memorybridge.org where you can go and volunteer and help Alzheimer's patients to remember something about their true nature and something about who they are and why they're here. And what you do is you just mirror what they're doing, no matter how wild it is or whatever kind of tale they're telling, you just say yes, and you validate that, and you validate them, and you help them feel connected and grounded and excited about this fairy tale or whatever it is that they're saying, which is very real to them.
Instead of trying to correct them.
You get into their world with them and enjoy that story they're telling, whether it's true or not or makes sense or not. You validate them and you ground them and you love them and you touch them and you touch their cheeks and make them remember when they were a child and being loved and held by mom, and you help them feel alive. Well, in this dream last night, I dreamed that if we would go to another country, the English-speaking people would go to a country where no one spoke English and treat them in that same fashion, wow, what a connection would happen.
Yeah.
Well, your intention is just to communicate whether you spoke the same language or not, and to through two different languages help each other recognize who you are. Does that make any sense?
Yes, it does. And it kind of brings me to why we did what we did in terms of adding other languages. And why our logo is the way it is.
That is why that's why I dreamed it. That's it. Thank you. You just connected that dot for me. Wow. That is so awesome.
Well, with our logo, for anybody who goes on the website and takes a look at it.
CreoMundi.com.
Yeah, it's Creo Mundi actually is Latin for create your universe. Creo, create, and Mundi, universe or earth. So create your universe or create your earth. And in our logo, we've got the world, and we have actually the DNA helix that's running horizontally through the earth. The DNA helix normally runs vertically up and down, But because there is a belief out there that the DNA of the world's Earth is changing, we represented that by turning the DNA helix on its side.
Awesome.
To take it through the Earth. And we wanted the DNA helix, the double helix, because we wanted to represent every person on Earth. I don't know how many people realize it, but we share 99.9% of DNA. There's only 0.1% difference in DNA, no matter where you are living in this Earth. So that's a huge thing. People think we're more different than we're alike, but we're actually more alike than we're different.
Absolutely.
So in this DNA double helix through the world, we've got 8 core words. Gratitude, compassion, love, hope, peace, health, tolerance, and acceptance. And we chose those words, or they chose us actually, those words came to us and said, these are the words that we believe are common to everybody. It doesn't matter what color your skin is, what nationality you are, where in the earth you're living, where in the world you're living. Those are either feelings or aspirations that we all want for ourselves, for our families, for those we love, and those who are around us. So those are 8 words are the words that we took the 14 most commonly used languages, so 15 languages including English, but the 14 most commonly used languages in the world, and had those words translated into those languages so that we could basically represent the largest population of the world. We couldn't obviously do every language because I've learned there's over 700 languages in the world.
I know it was in your heart to do it anyway.
Yeah, and it was in our heart to do it, so this to us was trying to represent as much of the world as we could.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got the different characters, as you know, in Japanese, mm-hmm. we have Cantonese, we have Telugu, we have Hindi.
I see it. I
yes,
have Hindi.
And when you were talking about
Amma,
uh-huh. I thought, yes, we have Hindi in there.
Awesome.
So it was really wonderful for us to have all those words, and I actually have them printed out in a chart, and they're on different walls in my office here. Because I love feeling the energy from those words. I love those words. I love the different languages.
Yes.
And love how they're written. They're beautiful.
Yes.
Absolutely beautiful characters.
Yes. Stunning. You know what? What if you were to include a little booklet with the clothing when you ship it to people about, you know, just like what we're talking about. Just the best part of what we're talking about here. Because it's so inspiring.
Well, I usually try and remember to include just a one-page flyer, if you will,
mm-hmm.
on a little bit behind the concept, what the concept is and why it's important.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yes, I'm trying to do that, and we're sort of tweaking it as we go along.
I know. You're doing a fantastic job.
To get the message that we want. We want people to really understand the heart of this and that it comes from the heart. From every level of every person involved in this, from, as I said, from the manufacturer to us, to the post office person at the post office that I normally use. Every time I go down there with a package, a big smile on her face, oh my gosh, you've got another one going out. This is wonderful, isn't it? Isn't this such an amazing message? And I said, it really is because I love it when people get it.
Oh, me too. I'm choking back tears. I'm a radio host. I'm not allowed to cry. I don't know me, but I might anyway.
it's
real
just
fantastic.
Yeah, and I don't know what you said your talent is going out in this, in some of these shirts.
Yes.
Are they experiencing any difference with it?
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you for bringing that up. I feel like you're interviewing me, actually. That's the way the show goes, though. You know, there's no other radio show like this one because it's spirit guided. That's it. You know, I take my orders from a higher place. And what comes out of my mouth is what needs to be said. Yesterday alone, I had a client book Cold Case, which is an episodic here, a late night episodic, and another client booked a Andy Garcia, who else is in it? Oh, Ray Liotta and my buddy Isai Morales that I sent you the picture of Isai and me from the Elevate Film Festival.
Beautiful picture.
Oh, it was so much fun. And he booked that movie yesterday. And today, actually, I had some more bookings wearing the shirt. And I got such great, I negotiated such incredible deals that for me as a manager, it's like, oh my gosh, it means everything to me to grow my client's career. And it's not so I'll get more money than I'm asking for more money for them. It's so that they can get to the place they deserve to be, the place that they've earned, the place of respect and honor, and to be treated the way they've always wanted to be treated. And it's up to me as their manager to get them to that place in their career. And I use their career as a metaphor to help them to remember who they are. I'm a manager because I love to mentor. I love to help my clients' dreams come true, and that's the only way that my dreams will come true is helping theirs come true.
Yeah.
The same is true for every person I meet or touch or speak to, I feel that way about. But particularly my clients, they're near and dear to my heart. And so I negotiated some incredible deals for them yesterday wearing the shirt. And I, at one point, wanted to tell the casting director, do you realize what kind of shirt I'm wearing? Do you realize that that's probably why you just said yes to what I said? And I didn't. But, you know, there's a day coming like that. And
well, I love hearing that because to us, what is so important is that we can inspire people when they're wearing our shirts to do things or be the person that they were born to be. And it's not that we're promoting this as anything magical. We're not. It's not a magical shield that's going to stop a bullet or stop a knife. But if it inspires somebody who's being abused, for example, who's suffering emotional abuse or physical abuse, to be able to get a plan and take that plan and get out of the situation that they're in, then that means everything to me. And if it inspires somebody who's perhaps on welfare and says, you know, maybe I can take that night course. Maybe I know I can do this. If I just got a little bit of help and went down and perhaps that welfare office found some kind of subsidy that they could help out with the night course, and that person then went on to the job that they were meant to have and they've wanted to have for years and haven't had the courage to go out and try. If we can do that for that person, then that to me means everything for me. And if we can get the children and we can get the children feeling this courage and this love and this hope that they may not be getting, unfortunately, in the world that we're living in right now. And if we can give that to them so that perhaps they do report the bully at school and that that person is taken care of and given help themselves to turn their life around, then that's what's important to us. And I'm choking up myself because it really is from the heart and it is with love that we give these shirts out.
I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I just got an email from my client who's pregnant, and her name is Susan Collins. Hi, Susan. I got your email. She said she couldn't pull up the webpage, so I'm going to give her your website address. It's www.CReoMNNatalieDDog.com. CreoMundi.com. And if the browser you're using doesn't work, try a different browser. If it's Explorer, try Netscape. If it's Netscape, try Explorer, and you'll get to it. But thank you for writing, Susan, and a big hello to you, Allison, from Susan, and say hello back if you
want. Hello, Susan. Hello back. And I'm glad you're listening.
Yes, and she's my client, and she's pregnant, and just such a beautiful, beautiful pregnant woman. And if you had a maternity line, I know that I would be giving her that for her.
I think the maternity line is a great idea, but what I might be able to get her sooner is we're looking at baby throws, regular throws, and full-size blankets.
Wow, that is incredibly great.
And then that way, people can literally wrap themselves in it. Eventually, what I want to do is anybody, whoever's out there who's in charge of a linen factory, come and talk to me because I want to get this license to put on beddings and linens.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, I want people sleeping in this.
I wouldn't have to sleep with my shirts all over my bed anymore. That would be good.
That's right. I want to be surrounded in this. When I go to bed at night, I want to be able to have my sheets on me and have all these beautiful words, and on my pillow I want dream and rest.
Exactly. And, boy, I'm telling you, since having these items in my life, these dreams, you know, there are many, many, many more dreams. Every night I've had something, but these, the ones I mentioned, were the most significantly like, wow, oh my gosh, where I just had to tell people about it.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've never heard of a downpour of rainbows, but every time I mention it to somebody, their face lights up and they get all tingly and it's like they can feel it too.
Yes.
Because, I mean, what an image. And, you know, do you have a phone number if people want to call to order something from you, if they can't get the website, if they don't have internet, let's say?
Yeah, if they can, if they're having difficulty with the website, they can call me. It's 905-571-3663. And because we are currently working in the office out of the home, I'd appreciate if that was between 9 and 5 Eastern time instead of in the middle of the night.
Right.
But they can reach me at that number, 905-571-3663. They can email info@creomundi.com, so info@creomundi.com.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully they'll be able to get on the website because we've got some really beautiful pictures of,
oh, yes,
of the clothing on the website.
From
a wonderful local photographer, actually, Dave Robinette, beautiful photographer, and did all the photos for us.
Right. And you also have a section on your website that says, tell us your story. So anybody who's wearing this clothing line and you have these incredible things happening to you, because if you're dreaming it, it's not far away from your reality.
Yes.
If you're dreaming that kind of good feelings, and like I said, it's not what you're dreaming that matters. It's how you feel when you wake up from that dream that is a barometer on if you're on the right path or not. Apparently, I am. Because, wow.
I just have to quickly tell one more story here. We heard about a woman in the Seattle area.
We got 2 minutes.
And she had left a message to another show that we were on, the Dr. Pat Show.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And she left a message with Dr. Pat saying that she had the Superwoman shirt, and Dr. Pat was like, well, I thought this could be interesting. And the woman went on to say how every day when she wore that particular shirt, she felt like she could do anything in the world.
Oh,
it turned out it was a Creole Monday shirt.
That's so terrific.
Yeah, and again, I just love hearing that. It just warms my heart. It's like, yes, we've reached another person. We've given that other person the belief that they can do anything.
Yeah, and isn't it fun to talk about vibration and frequency on a radio show because it's all about frequency?
Yes.
And signals, sending and receiving?
Yes.
And that's what it's all about, and that's what these words do. And that your intention is very, very clear, Allison, you and all your partners and everybody involved, right down to the post person who is helping you mail out your orders. I mean, everybody is helping this come about. And, you know, I'm very, very honored and excited to be one of those people that are helping you. And know that wherever I go, any chance I get, I will be talking about this. And I've actually been, the public relations person, John Steller, who is the public relations person for The Secret.
Yeah.
I gave him one of these shirts, and he slept in it, and he said that he had the most just prolific, deep, vivid dreams. And it's the first time, apparently, that he has had dreams like that in a very, very, very long time.
Yes.
Yeah, so I'm thinking that he might be a very good place for you to, he might be a good PR person for you, and you might want to call him, which we'll talk about off the air. I'll give you his information.
Okay.
He's promoting you, believe me. You will, oh my,
you're bringing tears to my eyes when I'm talking to you and you're telling me how you feel in it and John feels in it and your talent and anybody you've touched with us,
mm-hmm.
You're bringing tears to my eyes because it's tears of joy.
Totally.
That we're getting out there, the word is getting out there, Creole Mundi is getting out there, and we've all believed from the very beginning this is global, this is going around the world and back again.
Totally.
And on every continent, we're going to have a continental launch.
Absolutely. That's fantastic. And I wish we had more time. Boy, the hour went by so fast.
Yes, it
Thank
did.
You. Thank you so much for being my guest this evening, Allison. I really, really enjoyed it.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, you betcha. My pleasure. And I just want to say to everyone, thank you for listening. Please email me and tell me what you thought of the show, what you think of this clothing line. If there's any thoughts you can come up with that we can send over to Allison of another idea. Not that she needs any more new ones, but, you know, we want to hear from you. So everybody take a deep breath, stand up really straight, love yourselves, and seize your someday. Allison sure has. Good night, everybody. Thank you again.